Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
.950 Total Information AM on KMOX with Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. The recent loss of a student has led the Afton School District to seek help for families and staff. And tonight they will learn how to spot a student who is struggling and intervene. Joining us is Dr. Lauren Widmer, Director of Student Services for the Afton School District. Dr. Widmer, thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. And Colleen Suber, Chief Program Officer for CHADS, that stands for Communities Healing Adolescent Depression and Suicide. Colleen, thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure. Dr. Widmer, tell us what you're seeing in schools when it comes to students suffering from depression.
So in general, since the end of COVID and returning to schools, we've definitely seen an increased need in student mental health services. In Afton, we have the ability to provide services through our school counselors and a number of community partners. And it is just a totally different landscape now, but luckily there are organizations available like CHADS and others that are able to support those increased needs with students.
Colleen, tell us what you're seeing as far as this crisis in mental health for young people. Is it getting worse?
Yeah, it's definitely been getting worse, especially post-pandemic. I was just talking with a colleague this morning that we're seeing really high levels of anxiety in kids, high levels of depression. And that's really our goal at CHADS, is to go in and help the kids stabilize the crisis that they're in, develop those coping skills, but also support the parents and teachers and adults in these kids' lives. And our whole goal as an organization is to strengthen that safety net so that these kids have, whenever they fall, there's somebody there to catch them so that they can move on with their lives.
Dr. Widmer, you did get into this a little bit, but describing the challenge, if you would, for educators is trying to spot students who need help. I know that is one of the first steps.
Yeah, so students have gotten a lot better at advocating for their own mental health needs just because they have an awareness that they and their peers are struggling more. But as individual school buildings and districts, we've definitely put a lot of time and effort into developing more systems for identifying students, more systems for picking specific interventions, taking a team approach. And that means, you know, new tools for looking at student data and really focusing on trying to find additional professional development for teachers. And in the case of this evening, for parents and those trusted adult teams, for how we can all really hone in on what our students' needs are and what to look for and how we can continue to support them short and long term.
And that training is tonight through the Afton School District and CHADS at the Rogers Middle School Library. Colleen, tell us a little bit about some of the key things that you do tell parents and educators to look for.
Absolutely. So the training tonight is called Training Trusted Adults, and we really focus on several things to help the adults in these young people's lives know what to look for. So we focus on signs and symptoms of anxiety and depression. We focus on risk factors as well. So what are those things that might increase a young person's risk for being suicidal or having suicidal thoughts or feelings? We also talk about protective factors, right? What are those things that we can do to protect our kids or, like I said earlier, strengthen that safety net? What are the things that reduce their risk? And most importantly, we also talk about what does it look like navigating a conversation with a young person in your life if you're worried about them, if you are concerned for them, or how to help a young person, you know, get help for their friend. We all know that kids are going to talk to each other before they talk to us as adults about what's going on in their lives. And so making sure that when they do come to us, that we welcome them and validate them and help make sure that they know that we are there to get them help. And also making sure that these adults know that just like you go to the doctor for a broken bone or a strep throat or any physical illness, you also need to go to the doctor or see a professional for your mental health as well. So we also talk about resources in the community. We talk about the hotlines that you can call. We talk about leaning on your school and your school counselors and those district administrators for help as well. They are really well equipped and really well trained to help these parents and families navigate these situations and then also help connect with community partners like Chad's Coalition.
Suicide is the second leading cause of death for ages 10 to 34. Colleen, this event at the Rogers Middle School Library, which is located on McKenzie near Hege Road, what else would you like adults to understand about mental health when they leave tonight?
I would love for them to know that this is not something that we should shy away from, that we really need to lean into these conversations, that it is the second leading cause of death for young people, and that the more that we lean in and get them connected to resources, the better off our young people are going to be, the more likely they are to go on to live those happy, healthy lives. This is not something that kids are making up. They're not just doing it to get attention. They're doing it because they need help, and we need to be the adults in their lives that get them that help.
Dr. Widmer, how important is this for your schools right now to have this resource?
I mean, I don't think that this is an isolated Afton need or something that's important just in response to a student death. I think looking at what all educators learn in those very beginning college courses about becoming a teacher. And there's a lot of focus on Maslow and like basic human needs have to be met before kids are ready to learn. And as schools, we are really familiar with making sure that kids have breakfast and lunch and there's programs for that. Mental health is an equal need. And if kids are not okay and ready to learn, they're not going to learn. So I think this is just as important as all of the time that we spend, you know, building curriculum, doing professional development and working on assessments. We need to make sure that kids are ready to learn when they're in our rooms.
Dr. Lauren Widmer, Director of Student Services for the Afton School District, and Colleen Suber, Chief Program Officer for CHADS. Thank you very much for being with us today. The event, 6 p.m. at the Rogers Middle School Library. That is tonight. And again, that's in Afton, McKenzie, near Hege. Thank you both.
Thank you.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.